Thailand's parliament today officially elected Yingluck Shinawatra as the country's first female prime minister. She's the sister of the exiled former prime minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was overthrown in a coup in 2006. The vote comes a month after Yingluck's party swept the country's July 3rd elections. Tracy McClure reports.
Since her party won 265 seats in the July election, Yingluck Shinawatra has built a 300-seat strong coalition in Thailand's 500-seat parliament. After her election as prime minister on Friday, she told reporters her next step is naming members of the government.
So we'll try to have the cabinet as soon as possible because we know that all this time is people looking forward to have the new government to solve all the problems and continue all the other policy.
Thailand is still a divided society and has seen several episodes of political violence since the 2006 coup, which removed Yingluck's brother Thaksin from office. The so-called Red Shirt Movement helped vote her into office, and its leaders want to see justice meted out for the bloody military crackdown that ended its protests in Bangkok last year. But since the coup, two pro-Thaksin prime ministers have been removed from office after the protests of pro-military yellow shirt demonstrations. Last year, at least 90 people were killed in the political violence. Although the Red Shirt Movement wants Thaksin Shinawatra to receive an amnesty, he has said he will stay in exile until he is sure his return will not cause political turmoil. For now, his sister says she will work to fulfill her campaign promises, including an increase in the minimum wage, credit cards for farmers, and tablet computers for school children. I'm Tracy McClure.